This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's bring in Aditi Kinkabwala, brought to you by Bet365, all access with Aditi NFL on CBS. Aditi, you said the Steelers would love to trade George Pickens if the price was right. Do you feel like the price was right in this deal?
Oh my gosh, the Steelers absolutely won this trade. 100% won this trade. To get a third round pick for George Pickens? That's fantastic.
Aditi, what's it been like watching George at your day job with CBS? Take people through that again, because you have a unique perspective on what it's like when you're working a game and you see the Steelers on the sidelines for those games.
I said this to you in the fall, that in all my games of being a sideline reporter, I have never seen a player need so much attention from his teammates during a game. Be it attention to calm him down, to keep his head in the game, to have him focused, to have him centered, whatever it is constant. And I believe the way that I said it to you in the fall was that it's just a distraction to the cause at large when you're constantly having to appease or attend to a player who's arguably your most talented player. And so what is it like to watch him? Maddening. He's literally one of the most talented wide receivers in the National Football League. I told you this years ago, too, that a general manager, when the Steelers drafted him, a general manager had told me that he thought he was the most talented wide receiver coming out that year and that he wasn't even on his board for all of these other things. So, again, and this is, we don't need to go through coming late on Christmas Day, what he did with the interview, not blocking for Jalen Warren, all of these other things, fine. For the Steelers to turn that into a third round pick, and I said this to you several months ago, that I had talked to enough front office people around the league who were saying that people had wisened up to this idea that if Mike Tomlin loses patience with a player, if Mike Tomlin is done with a player, then maybe it's really not worth trading for that player. We saw it with Chase Claypool. We know this because Mike Tomlin has more patience than anyone for a player to turn the corner. But all it takes is one team. All it takes is one desperate team. All it takes is one owner willing to take a chance or wanting to take a chance. And there you go.
Aditi,
I think it's brilliant. Let me just say that again. I think the Steelers really won this trade. And it's definitely a better return than what I would have expected from the things that I had been hearing over the last few months. And of course, we know that ideally they would have moved him before the draft and couldn't. So,
do you think it's better that they didn't? Because that's one of Pony's takes, that he's a little different from me and from Donnie on. He's happy that this happened after the draft, because now it's a pick that'll be hopefully used to help them move up next year for a quarterback. That was his sort of analysis.
I mean, I think that's one of those, Mulsey, you can do a silver line. You could do a glass half full on that either way. Either are you trying to help your team right now when you've gone and you've gotten DK Metcalf and you're trying to improve your offense, or can you say, oh, okay, well, it's better to have it next year. Well, I mean, six of one, a half dozen of another.
How do you think this would impact in any way, or what impact will it have on the ongoing, I don't even know, it's not a standoff, I don't even know what it is, it's just a waiting game with Aaron Rodgers?
None, other than maybe it makes the coaches' lives a little bit easier.
You don't think Rodgers would have had a preference either way?
I texted someone in that building months ago. I think it was a month ago that I texted someone in that building, a member of that staff, and I said that if you have to manage both Aaron Rodgers and George Pickens, you'd better ask for hazard pay. I don't think that as Aaron Rodgers is doing his estimation right now of the Steelers or retirement or waiting to see what other opportunity opens up, whatever that calculation is that he's doing, that Thomas Tull said is way more complex than AI. I don't think that George Pickens plays into that.
Wait a minute. Go rewind that. Thomas Tull told you that the Aaron Rodgers situation is more complex
than
AI?
He was on... No. You didn't see this?
No.
He was on... was it CNBC? He was on...
I was just going to make a joke and say, what was he on, CNBC? And then you actually said CNBC, so that's interesting.
Okay, so he was on CNBC, and he was talking about artificial intelligence, and he was asked, apparently, about the Aaron Rodgers situation. And he said, I'm here to talk about AI, and that's a more complex issue than artificial intelligence.
That's different from everything the Steelers have leaked out there about how they've told their players he's coming, and this is basically fait accompli. It's a matter of when and not if. So that is actually very revelatory that probably the most well-known Steelers minority owner would feel comfortable saying that on, now it wasn't on ESPN, but still, I mean,
you
someone's going to take those comments and run with them.
But perhaps,
not someone as you, Pony.
Yes.
Perhaps it was just a joke, and I have had conversations with other minority owners who say that they are not necessarily looped into the day-to-day. So I wouldn't necessarily read too much into that other than it made me laugh.
I think it's possible that this makes the Steelers more attractive than Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Rodgers. Am I nuts? Because now he doesn't have to deal with
the George Pickens
headache.
No, that's exactly what I was just saying to you. That's exactly what I was saying to you when I said that I had texted a member of the staff to say that if you have both of those personalities in your meeting room, then perhaps you should ask for hazard pay. I've said this to you over and over again in all my conversations with Aaron Rodgers. He is at the point in his career where he does not have patience for people that don't bring the professionalism every single day. And he is extremely exacting in terms of what he expects, especially from young receivers. I've referred to this multiple times with you. I've had extended conversations with him about a young receiver like Garrett Wilson. I have said from the beginning that I did not believe Aaron Rodgers would have the patience for so many of the antics and so much of the approach that we have seen from George Pickens. So, Pony, you are right. I agree with you. I think not having to worry about bringing someone along like that or dealing with someone like that only makes the room more attractive.
To what extent do you think there's a chance that Pickens, with I think the best quarterback he'll have played with so far in his NFL career and definitely the best receiver he'll have ever been alongside, will actually have some sort of change of heart or personality or approach and just stay on the straight and narrow for Dallas this year?
That's anybody's guess. I mean, we heard when he was drafted that, Mike Tomlin will be the person who will get him to want to be accountable and be all in.
This is not a commentary on you at all, because I think you've called it like it is way more often than not when it comes to these things with Mike. When do you think at large with the media, not just in Pittsburgh, not in this fishbowl, the Mike Tomlin gets the most out of these guys narrative will end? Because he definitely didn't get the most out of George. He might have with AB, but he absolutely did not get the best and most out of George Pickens.
You know, I will say this, and remember, I did just say that the Steelers won this trade. So
yep.
I am not bashing the Steelers in any
way. I know, but
this
is a separate issue here. They did win the trade, but that's I'm bringing up a separate point. Like, Mike doesn't always get the best out of these guys, and that should be pretty clear now. Like, that's a thing now.
So just this morning, I was talking to another AFC coach about that. He had texted me at 6:45 this morning saying that, you know, he can't believe that the Steelers got a third rounder out of this. And then we ended up having a conversation. And if you go back, I think Pony actually mentioned this a long time ago. So Pony, you correct me if I'm wrong. I think you go back to 2013 and you look at all those first round picks. There's only one, correct, that actually has gotten a second contract from the Steelers.
It's going back to TJ Watt. Going back to 17. Yeah. Yeah, he's the only one in the last decade who's gotten a second contract from the Steelers.
From the Steelers. So you think about this, Mike Tomlin is given so much credit for growing and developing his own players. But if you can only get one guy to get a second contract, to want to give him a second contract, what does that say? I don't know. I think, but, you know, I bring this up because I was talking to the same AFC coach about this, and he was like, well, be careful. You better not ever question the best organization in the National Football League.
You know, you said, and I agree, that they won the trade, but the other issue here that I think Chris is speaking to is, why do they keep seeking out these kind of troubled wide receivers? They have to trade Antonio Brown. They have to trade Martavis Bryant. They have to trade Chase Claypool. They have to trade Deontay. They have to trade George Pickens. I think fans here were ready for the Juju thing to be done. It's like a guy that has a type, and he keeps going back to that type, even though his relationships with those women keep failing. So why do they keep doing that, Aditi? What's your theory on that?
Is he going to that type, or is he helping enable that type?
Yes.
I know that there are former players that will tell you that Mike Tomlin certainly had a role in the way that certain players got away with certain things. It's just like a child. You're going to push and you're going to push and you'll see what you'll get away with until you can't get away with it.
Oh, I got that issue right now. Stella will not go to sleep. She needs to be pet. She needs to hold a hand. She sometimes makes up that she needs a diaper change when it's not true. I'm at wit's end.
Well, you have
to
decide who's in charge. Is the head coach in charge? Is the parent in charge? Or is the child, as the player, in charge?
Yeah. Right now she is. The ball's in her court, essentially.
Stella Pickens.
Yeah.
That's what you call an Amanda to be the heavy. If you
It's the opposite in my house, Aditi. My kids often say, my older son says, Dad, I just hope you go to work forever.
Well, didn't he also say he wanted you to go to jail?
Yeah, he's called me jail dad before many times. Like, as in, I want you to be in jail because I'm so mad
Aditi,
at you.
Aditi, do your kids sleep through the night? No problem? No issues whatsoever?
I mean, they're 9 and 5, so yes. There's a random nightmare, or there's a random,
yeah,
Mommy, I need to use the bathroom, and will you come with me? That's from the little one, not the 9-year-old.
Yeah, she's made up imaginary friends who she says are like messing with her. She's
are they all the
part.
Names of like obscure 1980s pitchers like
no,
Bob Welch?
One's name is Frankenfurt, and I have no idea.
Frankenfurt?
I have no idea.
Your daughter's not even 2, and she's coming up with 3-syllable names?
I have no idea where she would. Amanda recorded it from the monitor in there the other night. It's actually kind of spooky and scary that she would come
so
up with that.
So she's talking
name.
To herself about Frankenfurt?
Yes.
Pony would much rather she be
more
talking
spooky than George Pickens being in the wide receiver room.
I actually feel like more spooky. Yeah. I think Pony would be much more comfortable if her imaginary friends were named like Bill Polian or whoever.
All right.
This is not Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Well, how about that? We got
into
that
another
last
ball
week.
Of wax, Aditi. We got to take a break because we're going to go down a rabbit hole if we
Thank
go
you,
any further
Aditi.
There.
We'll talk again soon. You're the best.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.